me grab that. Hang on here.
Hi there, Shannon. Shannon, thanks so much for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here from Michigan. And Tara wanted me to get on the line. Of course, she wanted me to get you the details of the service, you know, how it works, what's included, answer all of your questions. And then because it is a very young company, she did want me to apply that new in-business rate and make it even more affordable for you. A happy Friday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
It's going good. How is yours?
Oh, not bad. Not bad at all. I appreciate you asking. I do have your file here in front of me. In fact, I'm looking at your website right now, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That PAC result.
Yes, yes,
of course. I mean, it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something we don't really know who to call. I mean, we Google it, right? It's kind of the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. Which is huge for you. I mean, being open just since April, you know, traditional word of mouth is not yet that reliable factor in generating new jobs for you. But every new customer that finds you on Google or Bing or Yelp, or Facebook, Apple Maps, any of the content that we'll create, they're people that can use your services down the road for another project, recommend to their friends and family. So it's really going to help you to grow your business and really strengthen and solidify and expand that customer base. Now, we would be promoting your existing website, and customers would simply pick up the phone and call you directly. They won't have to know the name of your company, but they'll have to be in your service area looking for someone who does what you do. I mean, that way you get the right types of phone calls. But if they're looking for asphalt repair, line striping, or, you know, pressure washing, or any of the services you want to be found for, your company would be one of the options that people see. Now, I'm sure since you use Google yourself, you know that you won't be the only company that pops up when someone does that type of search. And of course, that means that, you know, not everyone will decide to call you, but that's okay. In fact, I think it's a good thing. You're not, Shannon, getting a bunch of random phone calls from people who don't really know what they're looking for. They're just looking for estimates. You will get calls, though, from people who saw your website and then decided to call you. They made that educated, informed decision to reach out to you directly and specifically, usually because they want to hire you. So no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. It's not a lead-based service. Big jobs or small, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, residential or commercial jobs, it would just still be that same flat rate. Now, you qualify for reduced pricing. In fact, our new in business rate is by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. It's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you at any point in time down the road. It's really more of like an assistance program, if you will, just to make it more affordable for younger companies, because it is a month-to-month service, and we want to make it affordable enough for you to see the success, and of course your success would be our success, right? See a savings of a little bit over 50% each and every single month. It'll save you $300 off of the cost of the Platinum package. It would drop your rate down from what would have normally been $599 a month to just $299. And that Platinum package actually includes Facebook paid ads as well. So with that, you're going to have the best of both worlds, meaning that anytime someone is in the area actively searching for your services on Google or Bing, your business, your website will be one of the things that they offer. And then for people in the area that might just be scrolling through their Facebook page, but they've got a project in the back of their mind, when they see your ads, again, they see your website, they pick up the phone, they call you. It's just another way to reach out to more people online in your area. Like I said, the Facebook ads are included in that $299 package. In fact, everything is included. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. There's no taxes, fees, or surcharges of any kind. Now, being that it is month-to-month, that fixed flat rate and designed to get that good-looking website in front of more people, I'm sure that's something you would want for your business, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like I said, Google is where we go when we don't know who to call. And you'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system, of course. You'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on the first page for each individual search. You'll know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, individual directories. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
So you said the promotional rate was $2.99. Is that just for the first month, or is that per month for X amount of days, years?
Yeah, that's a great question. So our new in business rate is just to make it affordable for younger companies. We kind of look long-term,
yeah.
Right? I mean, we've been around since 2004,
yeah.
And our success really comes from putting and keeping our clients on that first page and keeping them satisfied clients for the long term. It is month to month. There are no long-term contracts, but as long as you keep the service, that reduced rate stays with you as long as you stay with us. So it is a promotional rate. It's a lowered price for a new business, but it's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you at any point in time. It is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. And it is an exact amount. So like I said, you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits, and no matter how many jobs you get. It's straightforward pricing. You know, it bills once a month for that $2.99. The Facebook paid ads are included as well, so it would just be that exact amount. Now, when we get your phone ringing, I mean, it does seem like the phone number that we are speaking on is a good number for your customers to call. Is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. And then I do see the jjexteriorservice2@gmail.com. That's a good email for us to use to contact you.
Correct.
Right? Okay, perfect.
Yep.
And then I did see a physical address. One of the things that Tara found was an Angie Leads, kind of home advisor powered by Angie.
We just signed up with them to see how it goes. I'm sorry, I'm walking. The wind's going. See how it goes, but we're looking for more line striping,
gotcha, yeah,
you know, the asphalt repair,
right,
but a lot of theirs is just more power washing, so it's kind of like a let's see what happens, but almost like we're not going to continue with them.
Gotcha. Well, the reason that I ask, I mean, well, first of all, they do list the physical street address, but your business is service based, right? I mean, there's not like a physical address that you would really want your customers to
see
online?
Not to come to, because it's we're running it out of our house right now.
Right.
So that's something that's not like a business where people can just pop in and you know, talk to someone or
exactly.
So if that's, you know, how it's listed and what it's going to be used for, I'd rather it not have a physical address.
Sure. And that's kind of how Google wants it to be, you know. The 1099 Arlington Street, though, that's on the Angie's, is that your residence?
Yes.
It is. Okay. So Google, of course, doesn't want to list your home address. They don't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So, and they really they know that most service-based businesses are run from the home or kind of run out of the truck, and they don't want anyone driving out there, right? So you'll be listed city and state, not that physical street address, not even a zip code, really, but then we can definitely target any specific, you know, cities, big and small, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where it's most profitable for you to be found, and even if it's within that 30-mile radius, even if it's like 5 miles, 10 miles, 15 miles away, if there are places you know you don't want to go, we just don't run your ads there. So we certainly want you to get the phone calls from the people and places that you want to service. Now, Shannon, Tara never did get your last name.
It's Hysel, H-Y-S-E-L-L.
H-Y-S-E-L-L. And then is Shannon S-H-A-N-N-O-N?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'd be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call, but we do want to talk to you a little bit more in depth about your service area and, of course, all the different services you want to be found for. We'll definitely target the line striping and the asphalt, but we'll list you for power washing, pressure washing, exterior surface cleaning. And you're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase. The other thing that I'm required to do here is to read what's called a voice verification. Because we are Google partners, we are required to do that. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case we're reducing the cost of the service to that fixed rate of $299. Now, there is normally a one-time setup fee of $299 that would attach to that first month, but there's a couple of things that I can do here for you. I mean, obviously, you're a young company, so I'm trying everything I can to make it affordable for you. First of all, you do have a website, so we don't have to build a website for you. So I could give you a website credit. And then because the Angie's is active, even if you end up not keeping it, right now anyway, you have an active profile page, homeadvisor.com/rated, the name of your business, et cetera. You know, Home Advisor powered by Angie. If I can find that promo code. Oh, there it is. There's a promo code in our system. It's not specifically for Angie's, but it is for someone who is currently or even has recently spent advertising dollars elsewhere. It does also allow me to reduce the cost of that one-time setup fee. So instead of a $299 setup fee and every month being $599, it would be $299 a month as a fixed rate that'll never go up, and just a one-time setup fee of $99. It only attaches to that first month, and then every month after that, it would be that flat rate of $299. Now, like I said, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually pretty straightforward, though. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
And then before I do get to that voice verification, just a real quick comment on the Angie's, whether it was something like Angie's, Thumbtack, Networks, CraftJack, any of those lead-based services do not conflict at all with what we do. So if you do decide to keep that service, that's not a problem at all. I do find that a lot of my clients that have a lead-based service, even the ones that have experience and success with their service, I think most business owners in general prefer to get called directly to them versus paying for a lead and then, you know, chasing down the same lead. All of these services, and Angie's included, they're shared lead services. So the same lead that you get does get sent to a couple of your competitors. So, you know, it's always going to be a little bit hit or miss. Sometimes it's hard to even reach the lead because they already got contacted by somebody else. So you may find that, like what a lot of my clients do, you're able to just scale back on those leads, keep them paused more often, cap the leads at a lower amount, or even shut your lead service off altogether, especially if it's not getting you the types of leads that you're looking for. And that'll be our job, to really focus on the line striping and the asphalt. You've already got that great looking logo for the line striping. So, you know, like I said, the voice verification is recorded, but do feel free to stop me if you have a question or if you kind of want me to elaborate on my question. It is, like I said, straightforward. Give me one second here, Shannon, to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Shannon, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, anyway, could you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
J&J Exterior Services.
Okay. And the and is the ampersand, right? The symbol for the word and, not A-N-D spelled
correct.
Out?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And
correct.
That's exactly how I have that. And then, Shannon, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Shannon Heisel. I'm part owner.
Okay. And then as a part owner of J&J Exterior Services, Shannon, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Of course. And then for the billing information, Shannon, that you will be using for our services,
mm-hmm.
Ms. Heisel, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can in fact contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails,
mm-hmm.
text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Shannon, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Correct.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Mocal Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask, of course, well, a couple of reasons. First of all, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Shannon, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that the information is accurate. Ms. Heisel, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. We'll do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, like I said, we'll make sure that that physical street address does not appear online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that the information matches everything that we've already put online for you. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, reducing both the monthly as well as the one-time setup fee, with it being a month-to-month service and a fixed flat rate, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 7th of June, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $398.00. Shannon, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 7th of the month at a further reduced rate of just $299. That $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, meaning it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. No taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind, no cost per click, call, or job, or anything like that. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional relevant directories, the voice-activated searches, of course, the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. It is offered on a month-to-month basis. Of course, that means no contract. You can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked. No fees involved. You can pause the service, too, if you end up getting more work than you can take on, want to go on vacation. If necessary, you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Shannon, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Ms. Heisel, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. And then for that initial payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What's going to work best for you?
It's going to be MasterCard.
on that particular card? Is it your name, the business name, or both?
It's my name on this particular one.
First and last, or is there a middle initial on that particular card?
First and last.
Okay. And then you said it was a MasterCard, Chan, and that should start with a 5. All MasterCards do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
5143.
Mm-hmm.
6063.
Okay.
1464. Mm-hmm. 6861.
And then the expiration month and year?
06 of 25.
And the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
175.
So I have 175 on the back. I've got June or 06 mm-hmm. of 2025 for the expiration date.
Correct.
And then was the card itself 5143 60 63 14 64 68 61?
Correct.
And then is the billing address, the home address, the 1099 Arlington Street, 49333?
Correct.
Okay, perfect.
Yep.
So in the next minute or so, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay.
All right. That toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. Then, Shannon, it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent, and you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, like I said, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything, Shannon, that we did just go over in the voice verification is provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And when you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, the only other order of business on my end, really, is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Like I said, we schedule by the hour. The call takes about 25, 30 minutes, usually gets you right at or within a couple of minutes of the top of the hour. Take about a half an hour after that. It looks like we can get you in at noon. There's also a 1 o'clock and a 2 o'clock. And then this afternoon, let's see, there would be a 4 or a 5, and 6 o'clock is completely booked out. So did you want something as soon as possible, maybe in an hour or two, or later on today?
Can I do it about 1 p.m.?
1? Yeah, 1 o'clock would be perfect. So it'll be scheduled from 1 until 2. Like I said, it's a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions you might have before handing it over to them. I don't get a lot of advance notice, but it should be pretty close to 2 o'clock. I may already be on another phone call, though, in which case they'll just call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. Whether I am on that phone call or not, I did want to add just another layer of protection, a little bit of added security here on your account. Just a simple question and an answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with J&J Exterior Services, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still ask you from time to time just to verify the answer to the security question. And then this is important, especially if you start getting phone calls from anyone saying that they're Google, or even if they say they're local Splash. First of all, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They would also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information almost immediately, just politely let them go. If anyone calls you and asks you for more money for your Google account or Google listing or anything like that, just politely let them go. Like I said, the voice verification has already been recorded. It attached to your account as an added form of protection for you, and it does clearly state that moving forward, it just bills for the $2.99 as a flat rate on the 7th of the month. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
We'll go with first pet name.
First pet? Okay. And then what is the answer?
Nikki, N-I-K-K-I.
N-I-K-K-I. I'll have to type it in twice. You're all set and squared away there. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out to you by now? Looks like you did get everything.
I do got the text message.
Okay. So it looks like our system sent out the welcome email already. The one that I do want you to look at, though, is the local Splash initial invoice. So if you click on that one, it says something like, hello, Shannon. Thank you for choosing local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here is hyperlinked. Do you see that?
Your Google business. Yeah.
Okay. So if you click on that click here, it goes to the local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the different services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with the Google Business Profile optimization on the left-hand side. So everything we went over in the voice verification provided for you here in writing. I don't want to walk you through everything. I know your time is valuable, and I appreciate your patience in taking this phone call. Real quick, though, Google's going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. But about 1 out of 10 people will be searching on their smartphone using Bing and not Google. So we want you to get those phone calls as well. We'll mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yelp, and Facebook. It's all the content necessary to be on that first page. You already do have a website that we're going to promote, but that Platinum package actually does come with a website if necessary. So if you know that your website's going to be worked on, if it's going to be down for more than a week, it takes us about 5 or 7 business days to put together a professional website for you. But that is available for you at any time. If you know that your website's going to be down for more than a week or so, just let us know. Like I said, the Facebook ads are included as well. You'll see that long line that goes all the way across it, and below it, your phone number, of course, and a couple of boxes. We'd want you to click on both of those boxes, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages to your phone, the other that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. Of course, we want you to click on that box. Shannon, you'll see a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. Click inside that box and either copy and paste your first and last name or simply type it in. It is case sensitive, so if you're typing it in, just capitalize the S and the H, and then if you're copying and pasting, just be careful to not copy an extra space before or after your name. But once you've got your name as it appears in that box, do click the confirm signature box that you'll see there. That does a few things. First of all, it does, of course, let us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the service and the setup fee. It does also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. Shannon, you'll know that you are successful in submitting that. If it takes you to a login page and asks you for your username and password, just let me know when you see that next screen.
All right, hold on just 1 second. Oh, my Gmail's not letting me in. Oh, why would you do that?
Are you able to access the text message on your phone?
I am, but it's asking me to log into my Gmail.
Interesting.
Oh, here. Now it's working. Okay. So it's no longer asking me for my Gmail. Cool. Sorry.
Okay, that's okay.
All right. Two glasses. Shade of attention. There we go.
All right. So you don't have to go that next step of, you know, logging into your account. In fact, if you tried to do it now, I think it would just give you a message that we're still trying to set everything up. It's just our automated system thinking both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to log into it now, neither of which is really true. We do need to do your client interview first for there to be something for us to create and then track. Your username and password, though, that information is contained in the welcome email that was sent out to you as well, along with the client support information. It looks like your username is your phone number. Area code is included. No dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So, of course, your username then is just the 269-953-0774. You cannot change your username because it's in our system as well, the same way. Helps us to easily access your information. You can change the password. It's a default password at this point. It looks like SEO social, all lowercase, no space. Once your tracking system is active, you can change your password once you're able to access that. Now, you did also get an additional email. It says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Google's made the process of getting PIN verified just a little bit more comprehensive. It is all by design. It's to make sure that any business that is online, especially the ones on the first page, are in fact active businesses, real legitimate companies that would provide the services listed when called. So it doesn't have to be everything on this list, but anything you can send us, and there's a link that you can use, that will help us to expedite the process of satisfying Google and letting them know that you're an actual business. So any photos of tools or equipment, your service vehicle, any photo of a business card if you have one. Obviously, there's not like a physical workplace, but for that, Google is perfectly fine with where you park your service vehicle when you're not using it for work. Is the business itself licensed and or insured?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. So if you can send us that information, that would be great. And then are you like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? When did you want to be found?
We're currently, until we get, you know, a job secured, we are Monday through Sunday. Right now we have it 7 to 7.
7 to 7. That was going to be my next question.
Yep.
So Monday through Sunday, 7 to 7. And then are you currently accepting anything like cash, check, credit card, anything like Venmo, PayPal, cash apps?
We're in the process of getting Square
for credit card
payment. And then cash. When it comes to commercial jobs, we will accept checks. We're hesitant on personal checks, just so they don't bounce.
You're absolutely right there, yeah. Okay. So when that Square is ready and you're able to take a credit card, just let us know. We can update some information on our end. But you are all set and squared away. I do hope that I'm in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you. You are going to get at noon, you're going to get a reminder email through our automated system that the follow-up call is scheduled at 1. And then I'm also going to send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite is really more for your record. You don't need to respond to it. It's going to say local / CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Then it's got your username, your name, and then the actual phone number. And any correspondence to the support email, please do include either either your phone number or your username, of course, they're basically the exact same thing. That does let us quickly access the information and forward it out to the right department. You can send anything and everything to that support email. It's really the one email that you need, and then we'll just take care of the rest. Other than that, you're all set and squared away. I do hope that I am in between phone calls at the beginning part of that 1 o'clock hour just to say a quick hello to you. If I am not, I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting that website out there in front of more eyes, and of course, getting your phone ringing and earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you too, Shannon. You take care. You have a great rest of the day.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye.